Now, let's read today's passage. Today's passage is Luke chapter 3, verse 22. Luke chapter 3, verse 22. Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." We've just had Ayumi-san's baptism. I myself started going to church for the first time about 18 years ago and was baptized a year later. What surprised me when I started going to church was that love was being spoken. God's love was also sung in the worship songs that we sang in the youth group. I remember being moved by the experience of being enveloped by God's love as my heart was heating up while singing hymns. When it came to talking about love between men and women, there were things that I talked about even before I went to church. But in the church, God's love was spoken of. There was actual service of love, and people are empowered by God's love and led into a new week of walking. I realized at that time there was a completely different world from the one I had been living in. In the process of preparing for baptism, I, at first, could not accept very well that I was a sinner. I had lived without knowing God's love in a world where sin was the norm, so I could not recognize my sins as sins at first. However, when I realized that the love of God sung in the worship songs and the love of God encouraging the people of the church was the love of God given to me, I realized that I had been ignorant of God's love, intentionally ignoring it, pretending not to know, being selfish, and living as if it was the norm. I was forced to admit, though, that I was indeed a sinner, and I realized that what a terrible walk I had been walking. My life changed 180 degrees as I realized that being loved by God and living His love is what makes me happy. My friend invited me to church for the first time that day, which was the day of the youth group, Christmas Day. It was a lonely Christmas without a girlfriend, and I thought going to church might give me something to do. Maybe there would be a pretty lady, and maybe I would get to eat authentic Christmas cake. I was a sinful person at that time who could only think of such things, but what I received at the church was the love of the Lord God. So I realized that I was seeking the love of the Lord God. Now let me read today's passage one more time. Luke chapter 3, verse 22. The Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is what happened when Jesus was baptized and praying. In the same way, 17 years ago, after I was baptized, I thought I heard, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Since then, God has loved me and kept me alive to this point. We are all loved by God and kept alive by Him. We all have a heart that can only be filled with God's love. After I heard God's voice saying, "You are my Son, whom I love, with you I am well pleased," I was able to live with confidence and security that God loved me. We can live a new life with God's love. And God wants us to continue a type of life, evangelizing to other people, sharing love with other people. We can live because we are loved by God. That is why God The Father said to Jesus, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Jesus was loved by God, wasn't able to complete his mission on earth. The same is true for us. We can live by being loved. Love is our power to live. No matter how much money we have, we cannot live without love. Even if we have an abundance of food, we cannot live without love. Even if we have a beautiful house, we cannot live without love. In fact, Jesus, his disciples, such as Paul, experienced poverty and did not have the abundance that people in this world seek. But they lived the life they were given to the end because of God's love. Mother Teresa said, "The misery of this world is not poverty or sickness. It is the feeling that no one needs you." The misery of this world is not poverty or sickness. It is the feeling that no one needs you. No matter how healthy and wealthy you are, you cannot live if you are not needed by anyone. If your existence is not recognized, if you feel alone and abandoned. On the contrary, even in the midst of poverty and illness, we can live if we are recognized, needed, and loved. We are loved, and this is our power to live. When we hear these words, "I love you," we feel secure. When we are loved, we are empowered, given the power to live, and motivated to live the life we have been given. When we are going to drive far away, we fill up our car with fuel before we leave. When we are about to do something big, we make sure we are fit and ready before we start. Our new start in life requires that we first be filled with the love of the Lord God. Being filled with God's love was the start and driving force of Jesus' ministry. First, being filled with God's love, Jesus began his journey to the cross and resurrection. I was amazed at the love of God that was being taught in church, because I had taken for granted, before I became a Christian, that we are living in a world without God's love. And even now, we are still living in such a world where many people still do not know God's love and try to fill themselves with something else instead of God's love. So, it was also in the time when Jesus lived, when he said, "I love you." When we read the Bible, we see widows and sick people being mistreated and oppressed. Jesus, too, came to a loveless time and loveless world. From the time of his birth, Jesus knew people's indifference and lack of love. Although many people had gathered in Bethlehem, none of them paid any attention to Mary, who was very pregnant. It is said there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus was born in a barn and laid in a manger amidst the indifference of the people. People did not know the love of God. Jesus realized it was an evil time that he came to. We are often very selfish. And it was true when Jesus came to the world. Jesus' walk in this world was a walk of receiving God's love and spreading God's love. Jesus referred to the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is where the God of love, God's love, is full. The kingdom of God is being built as God's love spreads to the nations of the world who do not know God's love. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is in your midst." When we are filled with God's love, the kingdom of God expands. And those of us who have become parts of God's kingdom, it also means that we are called to the work of spreading God's love and building up God's kingdom. We are to work together with Jesus in the work he's trying to finish on this earth. What can we do to spread God's love and build up his kingdom. How did Jesus spend his entire life on earth? Behind Jesus' ministry was his relationship with God the Father. Jesus was faithfully following the plan of God the Father. Jesus continued to seek God's will through prayer and was guided in his walk on earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus, the Son of God, valued prayer to God the Father and was led by the power of the Holy Spirit to work for the fulfillment of the word of the Bible and the completion of the kingdom of God. If this is the case with Jesus, we cannot live by our own strength, even more so. We cannot do anything or become anything by ourselves, much less work to build the kingdom of God. Just as Jesus did, we likewise need a relationship with God the Father and the help of the Holy Spirit. Our walk also begins with God's love. We need to simply live trusting in that love. However, even with the help of the Holy Spirit and the love of God, it is not possible to live our lives without any difficulties. Jesus himself had difficulties on this earth. It was prophesied in Isaiah of the Old Testament. This is what you find in Isaiah. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet it is the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. In a world without love, in a world where people suffer from illness and poverty, Jesus himself experienced and observed illness and poverty. And in the midst of it, Jesus manifested the love of God. This was the will of the Lord God. What should we seek in our life of faith? Is it to have no problems in our daily lives? Is it good health and longevity? Is it to have our dreams and wishes come true? Is it to live an affluent life? The Lord's will is for us to live with those who are lonely, suffering from illness, thirsting for love in this loveless world, and to witness God's love in their midst. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Our life of faith begins with God's love, and it is about sharing God's love together with others, living to witness God's love and to extend the kingdom of God full of God's love. And we're tested in our life of faith to see if we just trust in God's love. Even though the path we are led down may be difficult, we need to trust God, and we are continually tested. And it is a trial that continues since Old Testament times. If you look at Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. We are tested to see if we can continue to believe in the one who rescued us from a loveless world and led us into a life of love. We just have to keep trusting in his love in the midst of a life full of difficulties. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 says, Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. You believe in God and are baptized, but that is not everything. Just as Jesus did, a new life begins from there. A life begins in which you receive God's love, and then continue to receive God's love. Continue to trust in God, and continue to remain in God's love. as I myself was relieved after my baptismal ceremony, thinking it was over. But then an elderly lady came up to me and whispered in my ear. She said, "You must be careful from now on. Satan is going to come after you." I said, "What?" She told me that Satan attacks young people who are going to lead the church in the future. That's what she meant to say. I was shocked and I was a little scared when she told me that. But now I understand that. My life has been a walk where I have been tested many times as to whether or not I can continue to remain in God's love. A few times I thought about stop coming to church, but I have remained in God's love. The world is full of things that seems to have more appeal than God's love. But Jesus says the following. John chapter 15, verse 9. John chapter 15, verse 9. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Jesus, who lived out his earthly walk in the love of God the Father to the very end, Jesus told us, "I love you, therefore continue to abide in my love." He tells us not only to abide in the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of God the Father, but also in the love of Jesus, who is with us and loves us. And he said, "Remain in my love." Now let's look at John chapter 15, verse 12. John chapter 15, verse 12. "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Jesus encourages us to remain his love and love one another. We are to live to love one another as Jesus loved us. The new life that begins with being loved becomes a life of abiding in that love and loving one another. Of course, this is not easy. We have lived in a world without love, so it's not easy to live a life of love. So it is not easy. But it is the life God has given us. It is not a life that we try to obtain on our own. It is a life led by God. It is a life chosen by God. It is not a life that we choose for ourselves. God has given us love. God has given us purpose. God has given us a mission. God has given us strength. God has given us daily work. And our lives are full of God's given things. So we need to stay and remain in his love. We need to trust God's. We need to trust God's love. And we want to confirm God's love at all times in our lives. We always want to turn to God's love. We want to remember the voice that says, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And now we need to hear the voice of the Lord God saying, "I love you." And then we need to share that message with other people. In this way, we'll be transformed into people who love one another. Let me pray.